Versant English Speaking Practice Test 2. Updated for the new Versant English Speaking and Listening Test. Copyright 2022-2024 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A. Answer the question. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words, rather than a full sentence. You will hear 8 questions in this section.
What do we call a baby boy who has become an adult?
Is singing something musical or scientific?
Do you usually go more slowly on foot or on a train?
What would you use to clean your teeth, a toothbrush or a stone?
Would you put gloves on your hands or feet?
What would you use to go swimming, a bathing suit or jeans?
Would a spectator or a witness attend a football game?
Is a beach covered with paint or with sand?
That is the end of Part A. Part B. Repeat. Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
You can adjust it according to your preference.
Why am I always in the bath when the telephone rings?
For the news report, tune in at 5:30.
We really should invite Scarlett to the party.
That's not a pizza. It's a cheese sandwich.
Henry is back home now after his vacation.
Before you sit down, please pick up your name tag.
Do you feel like coming out to dinner with us?
You will need photo identification to register for the test.
There has been a leak below the sink for quite a few days.
Go right at the second corner after the bank.
Do you have any other monthly plans that are less expensive?
The company decided to open an office in town.
Somebody will have to pay for the damage.
Your ideas are unique, but I don't think they'll be accepted.
If you want to send mail overseas for the holidays, you should do so before December 5th.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Conversations. Instructions. You will hear conversations between two people, followed by questions. Give a short, simple response to each question. When you have finished all the exercises, listen to the recording again and check your answers using the answer key at the end of the book.
I'm sorry, but I can't let you in.
But I have my employee pass and I come here a lot.
Yes, but it's expired.
Why can't the woman come in?
Where can I get more information about that new job?
The company website tells you everything you need to know about it.
Great, thanks for your help.
What information is on the company's website?
I arrived at work 20 minutes late yesterday.
You'd better be careful about that.
I know, you're right.
Why does the man need to be careful?
I don't know what I feel like eating tonight.
Maybe you'll know later.
I think you're probably right.
What is the woman talking about?
The company I work for is going to close down.
So what are you going to do now?
I don't know yet.
What problem does the man have?
Did he say to turn right at the corner?
I didn't hear him.
Well, let's try it.
What was the woman asking about?
That is the end of Part C. Part D. Questions on passages. Instructions. Listen to the two passages and then respond to three comprehension questions on each one. Passage 1.
Amelia was taking her dog for a walk in the city park when she discovered a cat under a tree. The cat was all alone and looked abandoned and hungry. Amelia decided to take the cat home with her, and she put information on social media about the lost cat. After a year, no one had claimed the cat, and it still lives with Amelia.
What did the lost cat look like? Where did Amelia put information about the lost cat? What happened after a year had passed? Passage 2.
Nathan and Becky were going to get married at the end of the month. Before the wedding, they decided to take dance classes so they could do a special wedding dance for their guests. All of the guests really loved the dance, and many of them decided to take dance lessons themselves after the wedding.
When were Nathan and Becky going to get married? What special thing did they want to do at their wedding? What did many guests decide to do after the wedding? That is the end of Part D. Part E. Retell the passage. Instructions. Now you will hear two passages. You will hear each passage once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the passage. Tell as much of the passage as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
Harriet and William had been married for 10 years. They decided to spend a weekend at a cabin at the lake to celebrate their anniversary. They had really been looking forward to it, but it was a cold weekend with no sun. In the end, they had to stay inside the cabin all weekend.
Mr. Smith was a coach for the football team at the local high school. His team had a big game on the weekend for the championship. Mr. Smith set his alarm clock to be sure to arrive at school on time for the game, but his clock didn't work. When he didn't show up at school on the morning of the game, one of his students had to go to his house to wake him up.
That is the end of Part E. Part F. Give your opinion. Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
Which job would you rather have, one that is indoors or one that is outdoors? Explain why. Which job would you rather have, one that is indoors or one that is outdoors? Explain why.
Is new technology, like smartphones and other devices, good or bad for us? Why or why not? Is new technology, like smartphones and other devices, good or bad for us? Why or why not?
That is the end of practice test 2.